Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Do you find it hard to follow through with things or keep commitments to yourself? Today we're going to cover why this might be and the use of the terms must versus should. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. I've had many examples in my life where I've committed to things and done them and got results. Now, calm down. I'm not saying I'm this amazing person who completes everything, although I praise myself a lot, which you should too, by the way. But there's also examples where I haven't. So for example, I've done workouts and got really into shape. Now, I follow something called vegan fitness because I'm vegan and I love fitness, but it's called vegan fitness. And I've done the challenge where, and I've got a challenge coming up actually, but I've got a challenge whereby you absolutely commit yourself to 8 weeks. You follow the diet, you follow the workouts, and I got into shape. I made it an absolute must. But I've also had things with my podcast where I've committed to doing episodes every single week. And I love getting messages back. So thank you very much. And I know how much value it gives. And I've always committed to producing podcasts. And I make a lot of progress with it. But I've also had examples where I've not done so well. I've dabbled in and out of the dating world, leading to lack of a long-term relationship. And I've dabbled or not really focused very well on my savings at times in the past, which has been challenging financially. And that's one key skill to master, because with money, it gives you a lot more possibilities. Of course, it's not everything, but it is a really important thing to be on top of. So I've got examples of both ways. Now, language is everything. When I started talking about the must and the should, you are processing information consistently and constantly. If you say the word should, it can imply maybe. You might do this. But if you say must, it means something is more necessary. You've got to find a way to do it. Think about this in your life. When you've changed something, or maybe you didn't. What language were you using then? Perhaps you might not have had a job and you said, I must get a job. I must get a job. And most human beings will say, I must get a job because we need money to pay the bills. Even if we don't necessarily like the job at first, I've been in jobs where I haven't liked them, but I knew I must get a job. I don't know if that sentence makes grammatical sense, but anyway, I said, I must get a job. Now, you might have said you must get a job, but there might have been things like the classic example is I should lose some weight. I should go to the gym, which means it's not compulsory. It's not something that absolutely has to be done. So when you're looking at what you should and must do, be really, really careful with the words should and must. People say should all the time and it doesn't make it definite. When we say must, it puts a bit more urgency and importance. Now, of course, you can't have everything in life as a must because it's impossible to do everything in life, but you can pick the few things or as the most important things that you think should be a must. You need to also have enough leverage to make a change. And this involves looking at what the pain is of not making the change and the pleasure you'll get from actually making the change. So, 3 points on this. Be really, really aware of your current musts. So, what's a must for you and what are current shoulds for you? So, if you're trying to grow a business, what do you do every day and what do you have down as should? And I've certainly caught myself in the past. Now, I know I must post podcasts every week because it's so important to engage with you and to deliver value to people. I know I must read pretty much every day because I need to be on top of my knowledge. I need to be sharp. I know I must exercise at least 5 times a week because it keeps me in shape. It keeps me healthy, helps my mental health. But I also have shoulds in my life. So I should do, I don't know, that tedious admin task, which maybe doesn't give that much value. I should, learn a new language, which that is a good thing to do, but for me, it's not an absolute must. So really think about what your shoulds and musts are, and are the things you say a must, do they go towards what your goal is and what's going to make you happy in life? And then that leads me on to the second point. List what the absolute musts are in your life. What do the musts need to be in your life? What must you do to get to where you want to do? If something's in a should and you realize it's essential to get to where you want to be, you need to put it in the must column. And then that leads me onto the third point. Why the musts are musts? Why are they musts? What are they going to give you? What is the value in them? Maybe you've got something in the must, like you, for most of us, it's like, oh, I must check my phone. Is that a must or is it a should or is it a possible thing you could do? Now, understand why your musts are absolute musts. Why must you go running every day? Why must you keep fit? Because you can say something's a must, but you really need to understand the why, the deep why behind it. Why must you? And then going back to the pain and pleasure, why must you exercise regularly? Could it be because, and this is just to put some truth on the matter, could it be that if you don't ex start exercising, that you could have serious health problems and end up in the hospital? Could you not be as fit and healthy as a parent as you possibly want to be if you don't start exercising? Could you have negative energy that impacts on your life? You've got to be really honest with yourself. What's it going to cost you down the now and down the line if you don't start making things a must? If you have, for example, when I talked about the savings, why must you put some money aside? Could it be that down the line, perhaps you'll get into a real difficulty if you don't? Really, really become aware of your musts. Why are they your musts? Okay. If you do not change something into the must, it won't get done. If we say shoulds and we just keep putting it on like the never-ending to-do list, it might not get attached. But if you've got it as a key priority, as a must, you're more likely to do it. So really tap into that why and really, really understand the must. Like I said, I've not done things, but when I've really tapped into the why, I mean, exercise for me didn't used to be a must, but then I started to feel good and I realized how many other areas of my life exercising and keeping healthy had for me. And you don't, now a lot of us not think, right, exercise is, I know it's good for me. You don't know it until you actually do it. Just being blunt, we don't know something until we're actually living it. So, for me, going back to that, my point was I understood it was in when I started to exercise for a bit, I understood the impacts it was give the positive impacts it was giving on other areas of my life. I was more alert at work, I was more calm, I was enjoying, I was happier. So, I realized, especially when I was a bit down, a bit anxious, I realized that it should be an absolute must without exception that I must exercise at least 5 times a week and keep healthy. So what I want you to do is, as I've touched on, is create a list of must. What must you do to become happier and go towards your goals? What are the musts? What needs to become a must for you and why? That's what I want you to do. Create that list. Create that list of musts. So that's what I've got for you today. But just another mention again is that I'm looking to deliver a group coaching session. So it's an opportunity for me to reach more people because my one-to-ones get quite booked up. They're quite in demand. So if you're interested in group coaching, where what we'll do is we'll go through a brief lesson based on feedback I'm getting from people. And then we'll have time for a Q&A at the end where I can go through some questions with you. let me know if you're interested in that by Friday, by the end of Friday, the 18th of June. And then following that, we will schedule something in where I will do a Zoom group coaching session with you. Thank you so much for listening today. If you've appreciated this, please share this with your friends and family and give this a rating just so we can reach more people together. I appreciate you. And remember, make that decision to take control of your self-esteem and confidence.